Today is Wednesday. And as every family in the north end of Boston will tell you, Wednesday
is MoneyLife's Sell of the Week with Charles Roquelon, editor of the American Association of Individual Investors Journal.
You are quite the bear.
That's right. Every Wednesday, Charles Roquelon joins us to help us let go of those investments that are going the wrong way.
You idiots, get back in there at once and sell.
Don't keep coming up short. Join us every Wednesday for Charles Roquelon on Money Life with Chuck Jaffe.
Well, you know what they say. Fools make money, bears make money, pigs, they get slaughtered.
And that's why we hope that you'll get bullish with the buy of the week and bearish with the sell of the week, but never piggish with the picks that you get from Charles Roquelon, editor of AAII Journal. He, of course, our guest of the week, joins us twice. Now, yesterday, his buy of the week, JetBlue Airways, JBLU, and he was talking about 15 to 20% potential gains over the next year, and especially in a choppy market. We'll see what he's got for us today, but remember, you can follow him on Twitter, at Charles Roquelon. You can get more information on AAII Journal and all of his work at AAII.com. Charles, welcome back to Money Life.
Thank you for having me.
Our sell of the week is
Citrix Systems.
Citrix Systems, that's CTXS. Why are they the sell of the week?
Well, this is a company that recently issued disappointing guidance, and it's worth taking a step back. This is a networking company. It basically makes applications to provide what's known as virtualization. In very simple terms, it's the ability to access data from any device. So they're associated with cloud computing, but if you want to list three things you really would not want to see in a stock, it's large price drops, it's disappointing guidance, and it's a high valuation. This stock has all three characteristics. The company recently reported earnings, and although the earnings themselves did top expectations, revenues were below expectations. The company's 2014 guidance was disappointing. They forecast for revenues to reach between $3.15 and $3.12 billion. The consensus had called for $3.25 billion. Their earnings were projected to reach $2.85 to $2.95. Analysts were expecting earnings this year to reach $3.35. So you can see where they really fell short. 33 analysts cut their 2014 earnings forecast after the earnings report. Another 18 cut their forecast for 2015 as well. And what's notable is that this disappointment comes after disappointment about 3 months ago. You can call up the chart and see a huge drop in October, another huge drop in November. Even earlier in the year, approximately last April, we saw a big drop in the stock price. It's a very choppy chart marked by huge declines and huge downward declines. And all that's negative itself, but also when you look at the valuation, it does not say maybe this is a contrarian play. The stock's trading at a PE of close to 30. And so you're looking at the situation where you have a high valuation, a recent record of disappointing investors, and a sign that they could continue to disappoint investors throughout this current year. All that combined says this is a risky stock to be involved with.
Well, I have to be honest, as I was listening to you go through it, here you are talking about guidance disappointing, revenues below expectations, analysts cutting their forecast for 2014, analysts cutting their forecast again for 2015.
Strike three, you're out!
I mean, isn't there a point when somebody says, yeah, strike three, you're out? What's holding this stock up now? I would have thought that everybody would have agreed on this.
The only thing I can think of that's helping the stock is the allure of cloud computing, because this company does come out and say we're involved in cloud computing. And I think that gives it a little bit of a halo when people are still looking at this, looking at the growth of cloud computing and thinking, well, at some point this is all minor setbacks and the company's going to get over it. But I think anytime you have these disappointments and anytime these disappointments start becoming routine, it does eventually cause investors to look at it and say, I've had enough, I'm going elsewhere. The stock does not justify its valuation. And I think we've seen some of that occurring with the big price moves, that we have seen the stock rebound from some of those downward price moves as well. And I think at some point, the stock is at risk of hitting that breaking point where it has a downward price move and it keeps dropping to a lower valuation versus having people come back into it saying, well, it's a cloud computing company and I see the growth in cloud computing, therefore I want to be an investor in this company.
How bad could this get?
It's hard to say. The stock has never really traded at a low valuation, and it's actually trading roughly in line with the software industry average of about a P of about 30. But its PEG is at 1.5, which suggests the stock is trading at a premium relative to growth prospects. But if we look at the overall tech sector averages, that suggests that the PEG and the PE are actually about 20% above the sector average. And I think that's probably a good line to draw right now in terms of how much downside we're looking at. I would say 20%. And then I think if you get that 20%, I think you need to be conscious that there could be even more, particularly if this company continues to disappoint, because I do think it's a matter of at what point do investors get so fed up they start exiting the stock because they're tired of this company consistently missing expectations.
So it's 20% basically as the market comes to its senses, regardless, unless there suddenly is some reversal of news. And it's a bunch worse than 20% if this stock comes out and management says, hey, you know how we gave you guidance? Yeah, we're not going to make those numbers.
Yeah, absolutely. I think when you look at this company, you look at what it's doing, I think a valuation somewhere in the teens is much more warranted than its current valuation. If you're going to pay for a P of 30 or higher, I think you really want to see that strong momentum, both in terms of the price action, but also in terms of business. And you want to see a company that's not only living up to expectations, but are beating those expectations. And I don't see any signs where this company's rewarding shareholders for taking the risk with that high valuation. The big thing to remember, as we've discussed before, higher valuations mean greater expectations. Greater expectations mean more room to disappoint. And this company is disappointing investors.
And while you said a 20% decline, you said a value in the teens. This is a stock that's trading in the 50s right now. Yeah, that is alarming. It is the sell of the week. Citrix Systems, CTXS. The buy of the week was JetBlue, JBLU. And the guest of this week and every week on Money Life, Charles Roeklott, editor of AAII Journal, the only one who joins us twice. Charles, thanks as always.
My pleasure.
Remember, you can get information on Charles at AAII.com and find out about his book there. You can follow him on Twitter at Charles Roeklott. Up next, it's a great one. Jeremy Siegel, author of Stocks for the Long Run, in as the February the 5th edition of Money Life continues.